The Bible tells us that God has given each of us an invitation to return to Him. 2 Peter 3:9 says, God is being patient with us. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. It's not too late to ask Him for forgiveness, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Best news of the week is a rare summer front is on the way. Hang on. Scattered to numerous storms again today, just about any time today. In fact, even in the overnight hours tonight. High today in the upper 80s, low tonight around 74. Tomorrow, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some areas. High temperature around 88. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny behind the front, less humid. High around 89. Upper 60s on Wednesday night and Thursday looking really nice. You can track the storms today and tomorrow and see where they are and where they're going to be on our free weather app. It's available in the App Store. Plus, you can add a cool lightning layer and see where the storms are moving. And, of course, push notifications for any severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Hour number one over, hour number two underway. If you're tuning in looking for Jack Campbell, he'll be back probably tomorrow. He was not actually on a suspension. He was on vacation, but yeah, sort of a suspension. If you want to join the program, 272-9228, we do still have a host of news to get through. I guess that was kind of local hour. We didn't cover anything outside the cozy confines of the state of Alabama during the first hour. I don't think. But we certainly will over the course of the rest of the program. I know you just told me who your name was, but I forgot. What did you say it was? Jason?
Yes.
You're
hey,
on the
how
air.
Are you?
Yeah, hey, how are you, Jason? You're on the air.
I'm kind of like you. It is very suspicious. I listened to the reports about five or six different times, and not one of them said, we are researching the cause of the fire. And if you don't know the who or the how or the why, it just becomes very strange that they would just skip over that and then have a love fest over at the new school.
What new school are they love festing?
Well, you know, they've closed the school down for a week, and they're going to relocate.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
And so it's just, you know, every arson case that ever popped up or anything ever fired at somebody's house, the cause of the accident or the cause of the fire is being researched by the fire department. I have yet to hear any of them discuss that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm a little weirded out by the story, too. I'm not saying it's arson. I don't know that. I don't know who would have the motivation to burn down the school. I guess, you know, if you say the city or county wanted to do it because they wanted to relocate the school or wanted some money out of it, but, you know, I think you'd probably have to research for a long time to find a case where government officials hired some arsonist to burn down a school, you know. My guess is that's not very likely. Whether or not it was some local people or somebody in there trying to, you know, break in and conceal something. Maybe they stole something and tried to conceal it with fire. That probably makes more sense to me. You know, if they went in there and stole a bunch of computers or something and then set the building on fire. Or if it was just an old, nasty wooden school, if they had some electrical problem that went up. And then the whole thing just went up in no time because it was old, dried out wood that had not been properly treated. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened, but it doesn't seem like anybody really cares. It almost seems like they're happy it happened, which, again, lets the mind sort of wander around a little bit.
I agree with you on this one.
Yeah. Well, we'll stay on them. Thank you. We'll keep looking around. That's all we can do. Ask questions. That's why we're here. We ask questions. All right. Or where do you want to go? Let's do this. Donald Trump's trade policy is obviously working here. There's a ship that's been for the last several weeks floating off the coast of China. And it had $23 million worth of soybeans on it. And China didn't want to take it because of Donald Trump's new 25% tariff on American soybeans going into China. And they were going to prove they don't need American soybeans. Well, guess what just happened? The ship just docked, and they just paid a $6 million tariff to accept 70,000 tons of soybeans valued at $23 million. And I'm telling you, this is the beginning of the end of America being treated unfairly on international trade. That's why you see the media freaking out about it. That's why you see the left freaking out about it. That's why you see the establishment right freaking out about it. That's why you see the Chamber of Commerce freaking out about it. That's why you see big business interests, you know, Wall Street freaking out about it. Notice you don't see anyone on Main Street freaking out about it. You don't see any small businesses panic, do you, over tariffs on soybeans? You don't see any mom-and-pop shops freaking out here and there. Maybe, you know. Oh, I got one item that's going to be up a little more. You know what? That's the way it works. Economy's booming. Pass it on. This is a long-term correction. This has been a problem that's been going on in the United States for 30 or 40 years that has drained trillions of dollars of wealth out of your pockets. And you know what? It might cost a little bit to fix it. Might cost a little bit to fix it. Kind of like when you have cancer. Okay? United States has cancer. We've had cancer now for 35 years or more, these trade agreements. You have two options. You can say, well, I don't want to pay a little extra to cure the cancer. And so you let the cancer continue to grow and it eventually kills you. Or you can say, you know what? I'll pony up a little bit now so that the cancer's gone so that I can be healthier on the other side of recovery. And that is essentially what's going on inside the United States. Our economy has cancer. The United States has cancer. We have trade cancer. It's been brought on by leadership of people like George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack H. Obama. They have buried this country in bad trade deal after bad trade deal. Barack Obama was trying, with the help of Republicans in Congress, to get TPP through, which was like NAFTA on crack, on steroids. Would have made NAFTA look puny. But bam, 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 don't you want free trade? These are free trade agreements. No, they're not free trade agreements. These are agreements where places like Canada have 950% tariffs on our stuff going in. Some of our products, believe it or not, have a 950% tariff going into Canada and no tariff coming back into us. That's free trade? That's free trade? Europe is allowed to charge 25% on a Ford, but we're only allowed to charge 10% on a BMW. That's free trade? You can't get a Ford into Europe, but they get BMWs in the United States because they have a competitive advantage, a cost advantage. That's free trade? Don't you see Trump is putting on tariffs? That's isolationist. Well, you know what? No, it's surgery. It's surgery. It's pointing out the hypocrisy of the programs that have drained your wealth. You realize how much more money you would have, how much higher your standard of living would be if you didn't have unfair trade agreements? How many more jobs would be available in this country? How much higher paying they would be? Do you understand that the United States, with its resources and its people, don't need all these other people as much as they need us? Do we need them? Sure. I mean, it's nice to have them. It's nice to trade around a little bit. They've got some minerals we need and whatnot. You know, rare earth and stuff for electronics. We need some of that. Some oil we could sure use. Yeah, that's no problem. No problem. But they need us more than we need them. You know how I know that? China just accepted 73,000 tons of soybeans, $23 million worth of soybeans, and they paid $6 million to get American soybeans. They need our soybeans more than we need their stuff. It's finally fair. They're finally trying to level the playing field a little bit. And what that will do is hopefully lead to truly free trade. I don't want the tariffs any more than you do. I don't want them any more than China does or the United States does or Europe does. We don't need tariffs as long as nobody else needs tariffs either. But if they're going to put in price supports, if they're going to put in subsidies for their own native industries, if they're going to put in tariffs of our goods going into their markets, then yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But here's what will happen, because this is what happened before the disastrous trade deals. The standard of living in the United States will be 3 to 4 times higher than anywhere else on earth. That's what happened. Our standard of living was much higher than Europe's. Do you realize particular places in the South, 3 or 4 generations ago, we're talking dirt floors, outhouses, no electricity, no running water. And now, the standard of poverty is, honestly, I mean, if you look around, you'll see this. Poverty in the South primarily is an overweight person with an EBT card and a car and air conditioning and a cell phone. Okay, that's the new measure of poverty. Middle class used to be dirt floor, outhouse, no running water. That was middle class. That was like the median standard of living in Alabama. So we've come a long way. Most of those gains were made before free trade, before these free trade agreements. Most of these gains were made in the South and around the country before NAFTA. NAFTA slowed down the progress. It didn't speed it up. NAFTA drained wealth away from the United States. It didn't add wealth to the United States. We were creating our own wealth. We have mining, manufacturing, and agriculture. We don't need them as much as they need us. There's some places that don't have one of those or more. It's just a reality. And so when you see stories like this, Peak Pegasus is a ship that was sitting around for 5 weeks outside the coast of China, just floating out there in the sea because they didn't want to take our soybeans. When you see they're now willing to pay $6 million to get American soybeans, just understand Donald Trump knows what the hell he's doing, and TV commentators don't. And you know who else knows what he's doing? You know who else knows what Donald Trump is doing and knows it's going to work? And that's what terrifies them? The Chamber of Commerce, establishment Republicans, and the Democrat Party. But I repeat myself, they're all the same. We'll be back.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides. We make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner. You never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, if you have any tree needs at all, I mean, it doesn't matter what they are, trimming, shaping, taking them down to the ground. I always joke around and say moving trees around, but my guess is you probably could if you wanted to move a tree. I don't know how that works. Yeah, move the root system or whatever. I don't recommend it. Call Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. But Baron, you say Chippewa too fast. I don't know how to spell it. C-H, like Chip, Chippewa, C-H-I-P-P-E-W-A. You can find them on Facebook, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 15-plus years in this business, licensed, insured, and the only place around here I recommend and trust. Call them. 328-2484. 328-2484. 2484. That's Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Now listen, there were some storms over the weekend. They do emergency storm service, but here's the deal on that. Don't call them at 3 a.m. and say, I got a red maple that looks like a limb is hanging down over my house. I need you to come take care of this in the next few weeks. That's not the emergency they're talking about at 3 a.m. If you're going to call that 328-2484 number at 3 a.m., make sure that you've got a real problem, like a tree on the house, you know, an actual real problem, or on the power lines that you need taken off. Call Chippewa Charm Tree Service, though, for any tree need whatsoever. Seriously, 328-2484. These guys are absolute pros. 328-2484. 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. All right, so we know that Donald Trump's trade policy is working. Whose trade policy is not working? See, there's a country out there that exemplifies where the Democrat Party wants to take us. There's a country out there that exemplifies everything the Democrat Party in this country truly wants. And if you don't believe me, why are they putting up this Cortez woman up as a protege of what they want? Why is Bernie Sanders gaining so much ground? Why are Bernie bros kicking butt? Why is socialism and communism on par with capitalism, or even strips out capitalism, beats capitalism in a head-to-head matchup with some segments of the Democratic Party, young people in particular, would rather the United States be socialist than capitalist? Well, it's because the United States doesn't really follow stories like what's going on in Venezuela. Back in 2007... Way back in 2007, this is a George W. Bush administration, towards the tail end of it, when the economy was booming, 07, it was rocking and rolling, it hadn't really crashed yet. Venezuela got around to confiscating United States oil company properties, primarily Exxon and Conoco, ConocoPhillips and ExxonMobil. And they just took it. I mean, these are fixed assets that are worth billions of dollars. They sit in one spot. You can't take them. I mean, it's an oil refinery. You can't take it. It's not like a suit. You can't pack it in a suitcase and fly back home with it. You know, I don't care how bespoke your suits are. They're not oil refineries. And ever since then, the United States has sort of been sitting around picking their nose. Didn't really do much about it. Since then, Venezuela's economy has just gone in the crapper, but as all socialist and communist economies do. It's a race to the bottom. You'll never see a middle-class socialist, not a true middle-class socialist economy. You're going to have quasi-socialist economies here and there, but you'll never see a true one that ends up with middle-class people, certainly not middle- and upper-class people altogether. So what do you do? What do you do in response to this? Well, I got a great piece here from oilprice.com. I found it on Zero Hedge, but it's a great piece, and it's so absolutely simplistic. I don't understand why anybody hadn't done this already. Why has the United States not allowed this to happen? But since they have decided they're going to take over United States oil companies' properties, why are we allowing their refineries to sit in the United States unmolested? PDVSA, the Petróleos de Venezuela S.A., which is their Inc. version of Inc., they own Citgo refineries in the United States. The state oil company of Venezuela owns Citgo refineries in the United States. I think maybe all of them, but at least some of them. And I think the companies, and this is the point of this piece, is that the companies who lost these billions of dollars in assets should seek to take the Citgo refineries away from Venezuela as compensation for losing their refineries. Why hadn't that been done yet? I know why. You instinctively know why. You may not be able to articulate why, but you know why. They have all the same characteristics of the refineries that were taken away from United States oil companies and given to Venezuela. They're worth billions of dollars. They process a lot of oil. And they can't be packed up and shipped away. Now, here's a wrinkle in this. Venezuela has pledged about 49.9% of Citgo to a Russian oil company as collateral for a loan only worth about $1.5 billion. So they're way over collateralized on this loan. And if you go why am I having trouble with this word? Expropriating? If you go taking away their refineries, now you've got a Russian oil company that says, hey, wait a minute. We own half that refinery, 49.9% of that refinery, because we own 49.9% of Citgo. I'd forgotten Citgo was a Venezuelan-tied company here. I'd totally forgotten about that. There are some arbitration awards and judgments and other things that have gone the way of American companies that allowed them to try to enforce arbitration awards. But why are we not taking assets from Venezuela that are sitting right here in the United States and giving them to people who lost their assets to Venezuela? I have an answer for that. I think instinctively you do too. And I've long told you that countries like Venezuela, countries like North Korea, these saber-rattling countries, these saber-rattling communist quasi-socialist countries, they exist for a reason. And I think they exist at the pleasure and probably the direction of some folks here in the United States who don't want them to go away. I think they get a little unruly from time to time, and I think they probably take things that aren't theirs. And I think they turn on people from time to time. They're a little unpredictable in that respect. But I think deep down, there are people inside the United States, the globalist corporatist interest, who need Venezuela to exist, who need North Korea to exist, and others. These are countries that very easily could be either wiped off the map or fixed. Very, very easily. Donald Trump is proving that in North Korea. Countries that very, very easily could be fixed. So why have they been allowed to exist this long? Why have they been allowed to take American properties and nationalize them in South America, in Venezuela? But America does not allow these companies to do the same thing to Venezuelan assets in the United States as reparation, as payment for what they lost. You take $2 billion refinery from me, we take a $2 billion refinery from you. Or we take the whole refinery, sell it, take our $2 billion and send you the difference. Like a court would do. Why has the United States not allowed that to happen? Instinctively, you know the answer to that. I do too. I know the answer, and instinctively you do. It's deep within your heart, particularly if you listen to this program very often. You know why that exists. You know why that situation exists. You know why Venezuela sits down there in South America and blasts the United States the way they do. That country's so broke. We could take Venezuela out in about an hour. Donald Trump mentioned it exactly one time that I'm aware of. He made a comment one time about, why don't we just take Venezuela out? The globalist corporatists and the, you heard the collective gasp. You could hear it from the moon. You can't do it all about that. No, we need Venezuela to exist. We need Venezuela. We need a South American foil in the Western Hemisphere. We need it to justify abnormally large military expenditures and deployments. We need it. We need it to keep the cocaine trade open into the United States. Oh, we need Venezuela. We need North Korea. You can't go taking them out. Go taking out North Korea, we might be okay with that. Because we're going to turn China against you. We might be okay with North Korea. But my goodness, don't you even think about taking Venezuela out. You know how much money we're making off the drug trade? How many people are getting rich off that? Venezuela's our excuse right now to have people down there. Our number, 272-9228. Who's this?
This is Charles Hollis. Good morning, sir.
Hollis, comma, Charles.
That would be me, I imagine.
Yeah, same guy.
Okay. As quiet as I've been...
You've been quiet.
I've been quiet. I ain't been calling talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't been going to no round tables.
That's right.
But yet people still say one thing when they see me.
What's that?
Trump on.
They say, but Charles.
From the heart of Dixie, Trump on, my brother.
That's all you call to say is Trump on?
Trump on.
All right. Appreciate it. That's good to hear from him. I like old Charles. I like Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, too. 567-4223. She's a generous sponsor of hour number two of this program every day. Kim Williams in Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. alahomemortgage.com. She's going to get you squared away, whether it's a refinance or whether you want a second house or maybe you want to get your piece of the American dream. You're renting and you want to be in your own home. Call her. 567-4223. She will get you squared away. She will get you squared away. Even if all she can do right now is give you advice or tell you you've got the best deal you could possibly have and not to change. Someone else may not be as nice. Someone else may try to rip you off. Not Kim Williams. 567-4223. Call her. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We'll be back.
Your kitchen door. You better not let him in.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Best news of the week is a rare summer front is on the way. Hang on. Scattered to numerous storms again today, just about any time today. In fact, even in the overnight hours tonight. High today in the upper 80s, low tonight around 74. Tomorrow, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some areas. High temperature around 88. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny behind the front, less humid. High around 89. Upper 60s on Wednesday night and Thursday looking really nice. You can track the storms today and tomorrow and see where they are and where they're going to be on our free weather app. It's available in the App Store. Plus, you can add a cool lightning layer and see where the storms are moving. And, of course, push notifications for any severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead because owning a Subaru means confidence. And it's now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values. Appreciation data, www.alg.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting. If anybody was watching that IndyCar race yesterday, scary, scary, scary wreck on lap number 7 yesterday. I thought I watched a man die in real time. It was terrifying. I didn't know whether to get the kids out of the room or turn the TV off. I didn't know what to do. Scary, scary, scary wreck. Robert Wickens and Ryan Hunter Ray got into each other. And Wickens got the worst of it. Got airborne into the catch fence. Started spinning like a top. Tore every piece of aero off the car. All that was left was the tub. And then dropped him down on the surface after he'd spun. They said his computer went off when he hit the fence, and he was doing 221 miles an hour into the fence. Started spinning like a top. So you go from zero, your body's essentially doing zero inside the tub. You hit the fence, and then your body comes to a stop, 221 miles an hour, basically, and starts you spinning. You can imagine the impact that has on the body, the neck, the spine, everything else. And he came to a rest on the on the racing surface. I mean, just dropped him out of the sky like a tornado had just set him down. And it was scary. They didn't give an update for over an hour on his condition, or right at about an hour on his condition. But they do have an update. Lower extremities, right arm, and spine injuries. And he's going to have an MRI today and surgeries and everything else. So he's going to be out for a while. He's a good guy, good driver. Scary, scary, scary injury. So it's a dangerous sport, you know. You can't make it safe. You cannot do 221 miles an hour around other people doing 221 miles an hour in an open cockpit car and have it be a safe sport. It's just never going to happen. Day three of the Paul Manafort deliberations underway. I still contend he will be found guilty and serve a lengthy jail sentence. He may never see sunlight other than through stripes ever again. And, in a way, I feel bad for him because really getting involved with Donald Trump was the only reason he's being targeted. Well, you look at it from one of two ways. Either Manafort was truly a Trump guy all along and he's being targeted because he was a Trump guy, or Manafort was a mole and Trump is having him targeted because he was a mole. Either way, getting involved in the campaign subjected him to scrutiny of his past financial business dealings, which revealed tax fraud. You know what? I pay my taxes. It irritates me. And I'll say this. I don't know what the reasoning is. I probably shouldn't even say what I'm about to say. I won't name any particular people. But you see these people, they roll around without license plates for months on end. It bothers me. You know why? I go pay my 100 or 200 bucks or whatever license plate is on a car these days. I go pay it every year. That money goes towards the roads. It goes towards whatever. I pay it. I got a couple of cars. I get a couple of license plates. No harm, no foul. It irritates me when people don't get the license plates. And I know those tag applied for. I go to work at about the same time every single day. I see the same cars roll up to the exits about the same time every day. And I see the same ones that say tag applied for that have been saying that for 6 months, a year, or longer. And it bothers me. I'm paying for the city's streets and the county streets and the state street. Why aren't you? That bothers me. Same thing with Paul Manafort. You know what? If he owes taxes, pay him. Pay your taxes. There's a difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. You know what the difference is? Tax avoidance is perfectly legal. You're allowed to avoid taxes you don't otherwise owe. Claim deductions, delay expenses. I mean, the accountants will tell you what to do. Take their advice. They're good at it. But they'll tell you what to do. You go hire them, and you pay them a few thousand bucks, and hopefully they save you more than a few thousand bucks on your taxes. But they give you good advice. Buy some inventory. Do this. Do that. And they'll tell you how to avoid paying taxes. Tax evasion's different. Tax evasion is allegedly what Manafort was alleged to have done. And I don't have much sympathy in that. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. All right, let's stick in. I really don't want to open this pile yet. I have a whole pile here of Russia stuff, and I don't want to open it yet. How about this? This is tangential to Russia. Michael Cohen's now under federal investigation for bank fraud. Here's the interesting thing about this bank fraud. You'll see this. The New York Times is covering it. Of course, the New York Times covering anything that's bad against anybody associated with Trump. But he's being investigated for bank fraud. Let me let you in on a little secret. Almost nobody gets investigated for or indicted for bank fraud until they've missed a payment. Almost nobody. You can defraud banks all day and twice on Sunday. But you know what? That, my friends, happens. It happens all day, all the time. It's wrong. You shouldn't defraud banks. You shouldn't tell them you have assets you don't have, all that kind of stuff. But when you make your payment, no one ever gets in trouble for this. So the headline makes it look like Michael Cohen's some sort of awful guy. Bank fraud well over $20 million. Well, we don't know what the underlying basis was for getting the loan. We don't know that he didn't qualify it, but for some mistakes he said, or some things he lied about on his application. We don't even know that he lied about it. These are all allegations. And it's in the New York Times, the fakest of fake news. But this is what they're reporting. People familiar with the matter, i.e., the Mueller investigators. Okay, all these New York Times stories are coming from the Mueller investigators. Have we learned nothing? Have we learned nothing from Allie Watkins and James Wolfe? Remember that? She was sleeping with him to get stories? She worked for the New York Times at one point. That's a literal prostitute. You're sleeping with somebody for something of value. That is an actual prostitute. She's a whore. The New York Times hired a whore. And they knew it. And they knew it. And they didn't care. They wanted the story. And they got what they got what they hired. I guess so did he. He provided her something of value. He got exactly what he hired. Investigators are examining whether Mr. Cohen violated campaign finance or other laws by helping to secure silence from women. This guy's just having all kinds of trouble. In a sense, what happened here is he owned a bunch of taxi medallions. The Cohen family did. Cohen owned a bunch of taxi medallions. 22 medallions. He owned 22 medallions in Chicago. His wife, Laura, owned 32 medallions in New York City. Okay? These medallions are worth something. You can actually loan your medallions to people, lease your medallions to people. And that's what they did. They leased their medallions to people. And so someone would say, okay, you got 35 medallions. I want to run a fleet of 300 taxis. I'll go find 10 other people with 30 medallions. And then they have a fleet of 300 taxis, and they're leasing your medallion. You don't actually do anything. You just collect money for owning it. That's what these taxi medallions are. Well, apparently he inflated the value of some of this stuff and got a loan for about $20 million. But he didn't steal the money. He didn't steal the money. Now, I want to point out a difference in the way two people are treated here. This is why I brought this story up to begin with. I just want to give you a little background on what's going on with Michael Cohen. But I'm going to bring up a name that we brought up a lot on this program. Imran Awan. He was a Pakistani spy who worked for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Democrats. He worked at the House of Representatives. He worked on sensitive systems. He got our nation's secrets. And he probably gave them over to Pakistan. Okay? Let's just accept all that as fact. But even if it wasn't fact, let's just accept that this guy worked on the Hill. He worked on, for about three times what other IT professionals got. And he works exclusively for Democrats. 40 or so Democrats hired this guy. He also was charged with bank fraud. Now, I'll show you the difference of what he did, though. He went in and acted like he was refinancing his house. He got the money wired to him, and then he flew to Pakistan, never intending to repay the money. He got caught, not because of the bank fraud. That was sort of the tack on. That was like the IRS filing against Al Capone. They couldn't get him on the murders. They couldn't get him on the racketeering. They couldn't get him on the tough guy, wise guy business. So they got him on the tax fraud. All right? Imran Awan, the bank fraud, was the tax fraud. That was the hook. That was the, like, no matter what, we can get him on this. Imran Awan comes back to the United States to answer for these tax fraud charges and gets a misdemeanor, no jail time, off on his own, back to Pakistan. This is a Pakistani spy who stole our nation's secrets. Worked for Democrats. There was very little news about it, if any. If you didn't listen to this program, you probably didn't hear about it. We covered it sort of in detail over the last 6 months or so, about the last year. Maybe longer than a year. I'd have to go back and look when we first covered it. And I'll be able to find it. I'll just look at my email and see when I first emailed myself an Imran Awan story. That guy got a misdemeanor. He was a Pakistani spy who stole our nation's secrets while working for the House of Representative Democrats. Michael Cohen didn't even abscond with the money. He never was alleged to have been a spy for any foreign agency, foreign country. And they're investigating him for paying his bills. He never even missed a payment. That guy, Imran Awan, stole the money. He didn't just defraud the bank. He never paid him back. He didn't intend to pay him back. That was never part of the deal. He took the money and left. Left this country with our nation's secrets and $300,000 from a bank on a phony refinance. So let's just see how Michael Cohen is treated. Does he get the Imran Awan treatment, or is that only for Pakistani spies who work for Democrats? We'll see how he's treated. Because he should get less than Imran Awan, I'm telling you that. He paid his bills. He never stole the money. He may have inflated some asset values, but he never stole the money. And as far as I'm aware, he's never alleged to have been a spy for a foreign government. 47 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Vito. Yeah, what's up, Guido? Hey, our friends at Marguerite's, you know, they're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Now they moved down the road there. They're by that fancy place, Doug's Tua Solano. Yeah, where they make the fancy schmancy hairdos. Yeah, they're in the Pepper Tree by the Chappies. The boy could join. Yeah, the boy could join. Yeah, La Jolla. Yeah, fancy schmancy too. Italiano? No, just Americano. But go see Marguerite's and Pepper Tree.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Top of the hour. You know what, something a lot of people dream about? It's kind of applicable to this song. I can dream about you if I can't hold you tonight. A lot of people dream about a house. They, you know, hey, I could dream about owning a house if I can't have it. Well, at least I could dream about it. Well, listen, just call Eddie Bader. I think you'll be surprised what house you can get into. If you're buying or selling a house, particularly if you're selling a house and wanting to move, you know, in the area, you definitely need to call a guy like Eddie Bader, because Eddie Bader can do both buying and selling of homes. Maybe you want to rent your house. Look, call Eddie Bader, 322-0662, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. They do all kinds of stuff. They specialize in first-time home buyers, loves dealing with veterans. They got lots of different loan programs and stuff they can talk to you about. But Eddie Bader, man, when you're trying to get into a home, you need a real estate agent who knows what the heck he's doing. A guy who focuses on service. Eddie Bader is that guy. So he can help you buy a house. He can help you sell a house. And look, like I said, we're not selling our house. But if we were selling our house and looking to move at the same time, boom, Eddie Bader's perfect. Eddie, list my house and help me find another one. Boom, he does both. He can help you buy a house. He can help you sell a house. He can help you rent a house. Look, they got the Goodson Group has that rental agency. And they can take, and even if you're looking to find a house to rent, call Eddie Bader, 322-0662, 322-0662, Eddie Bader, he's a realtor with the Goodson Group, Eddie Bader, give him a call when you get a chance, 322-0662, 322-0662, ask him about that lake tour, where he puts you on the pontoon boat and runs you around and shows you house out there, very, very popular, very, very popular tour, 322-0662, Eddie Bader, 9 minutes till the top of the hour, 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Yeah, we just talked about sports a moment ago, so let's do one more. ESPN has decided they're not going to show national anthems anymore. ESPN's decided they're not going to show national anthems anymore. This is the way they're going to try to to stem the bleeding of people fleeing ESPN. No more national anthem. Listen, if Formula One racing hadn't been picked up by ESPN this year, I probably wouldn't be on ESPN anymore. Just drop whatever package it is that has ESPN. But there's 21 races a year I want to watch that's on ESPN, plus all the practices and qualifying and all that. So look, they got me. I'm suckered. I'm not going anywhere. At least I'm not lying to you. I can tell you, I'm done with ESPN. Over it. I'm turning it off, cutting the cord. Look. The problem is there are some programs they air I want to watch. One of those is not the National Football League. I'm really over it. You know, there was a time when I didn't miss a single NFL game that I could watch. I mean, a Colts game, if the Colts were on, I would find them, I'd watch them. Particularly, we lived in Bloomington. I mean, they were on every week. Every week. One of the things that makes the NFL difficult to watch in Montgomery, Alabama, is you never know what game you're going to get. And it's very, I don't know who picks the games. If it's the NFL tells, you know, WCOV Fox in Montgomery what games they have to carry, or if WCOV gets to pick what games they want to carry. Or same thing with WAK and CBS, if the NFL dictates what games we have to carry, or if we get to pick what games we carry. But who picks these games? Who picks these games? I mean, we live basically 4 hours from Nashville, Tennessee. Two and a half hours from the football stadium in Atlanta. And we'll end up with a L.A. Rams versus the Seattle Seahawks on or something. You know? I think if you're within 5 hours of a market, that's a drive. You know, I would drive to Nashville to watch a game. Colts in town. I mean, even if I was a Titans fan, maybe if they played them, I'd become a Titans fan. Now, a lot of you say, but Bam, you grew up in Nashville area. You went to middle school, high school up there. How do you not be a Titans fan? I was gone before the Titans showed up. I do have two Titans T-shirts, and I wear them sometimes. But I'm a Colts fan. I grew up in Indianapolis, and we actually had football. The Titans didn't come until, I think, 98, 99. I was out of Nashville by then. I was an Alabaman. But, yeah, no, I mean, there was a time when I never missed the NFL. But this is how they're going to fix it. ESPN has decided they're not going to show the national anthem, which raised a bigger question in my mind. And we'll go to the phones at 272-9228 after I ask this. And I don't mean to sound coarse or crass. You guys know I love America. You guys know I think it's the greatest country on God's green earth, the greatest country that ever was. You know I have no problem with the Stars and Stripes, no problem with the national anthem, no problem with God Bless America. Lee Greenwood should be sainted. I'm telling you, I love this country. I feel like, who's the guy with the crazy hair? Don King, you know, waving the flags. I love the United States. It doesn't get better than that. But can I ask a serious question? And maybe there's a simple explanation I don't know about. But why do we play the national anthem at the beginning of a football game or baseball game? We don't play it at very many other things. I mean, you don't go to the park and every few hours they stop and play the national anthem. Why at the beginning of sports games do we play the national anthem? I'm not saying this to say we shouldn't. I really don't know why we do. I've never looked it up. But I read this story this morning that ESPN was doing away with showing the national anthem, and I thought, well, why would we sing it at all? I mean, it's really a bizarre exercise if you think about it. And I'm not saying we shouldn't. Again, don't. But why do you hate the country? I don't hate the country. I love the country. It's just like I go to these political meetings, and they stand up and they say the Pledge of Allegiance before the meeting, like the local county Republican club or something. They get up and say the Pledge of Allegiance, which I never really noticed and it never bothered me until there was a movement of some numbskulls in the Republican Party movement to change the pace of the national anthem. We all have agreed as a society, 300 million of us, there's a social contract that when you say the national anthem, you pause between one nation and under God. One nation, under God, indivisible. It flows better. One, two, three. Ronald Reagan said you always mention things in threes. There's a reason. It's a nice flow. Three's a great number. Holy Trinity, I mean, come on. It's a great number. But all of a sudden, I'm showing up these meetings, and about 10 years ago, give or take, all of a sudden people are going, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God. And I'm like, whoa. One nation under God? When did we abandon the pause? And it's fine if everybody abandons the pause together. I don't care if we have a pause or not. It's irrelevant to me. The problem is when only half the people are giving up the pause and half the people keep the pause, and it sounds like we don't know the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a little bit like, fellow Catholics will understand this, when we say the creed each week, I'm convinced only about 70% of the people in the pews know the creed. Because when you get to God from God, light from light, true God from true God, everybody knows that. That's easy. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. All of a sudden, it builds to like a crescendo. I mean, it gets really loud in there as everybody joins in for that line they know. And then it goes back off when they get to the lines nobody knows anymore. Not nobody, but not as many people know. But it's the one nation under God. And it was a really bizarre thing. And all this, and it made me start questioning, why are we saying the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of a county Republican meeting? You know, we're not about to draft the Constitution. Why? Why are we doing this? You know, I guess, maybe it makes sense in the sense that we're going to talk politics and hear something political, so let's pledge our allegiance to the United States. I guess that makes a little bit of sense. But I'm sorry, I do not understand why we play the national anthem at football game. I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm kind of beginning to have a problem with it. Yeah, somebody else says the pause drives her crazy too. Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. And then like half the people go, one nation under God. Indivisible liberty. I mean, they just, it's like, remember the Micro Machines guy that used to talk real fast in the 80s on the commercials? Or like somebody, they're breaking into their auctioneer voice or something. All of a sudden, I felt like I was at a cattle auction. Our number, 272-9228. Who's this?
Good morning, Baron. How are you?
David, did you watch that race yesterday first before you?
Unbelievable. Man, I tell you, when he went up that fence, I was like, boy, I hope he doesn't slip.
Man.
At least he stayed upright. That was a good thing.
Yeah, that roll hoop's pretty good. I don't think it would have hurt him, but Matt, you didn't call to talk about that. What's on your mind?
You know, you're talking about with Pledge of Allegiance and all. My eldest stepdaughter is about social, like a bunch of the millennials are. And we got into a discussion, of whether America was a republic or a democracy. And, of course, she thought it was a democracy. And I said, say the Pledge of Allegiance and to the... And she stopped and just freezes. And I said, republic. I said, what a great republic we are.
Well, you can answer... That's a great way to answer it. But you can answer it even simpler than that. When's the last time you had a direct vote in tax policy?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
if it's a democracy, why didn't you and I vote on Obamacare?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's not. A democracy is a better way to explain.